Maxie Dunham tells the story of a place in the Pacific Ocean off of Vancouver Island. Is a stretch of water known as the Zone of Silence. The area is acoustically dead. No sound can go through it. No siren or bell can warn travelers of the dangerous reefs that are right beneath the ocean surface. And consequently, the ocean floor is full of the wrecks of many ships because they heard no warning. There are other places like that on our planet. There's Mexico's bizarre Zone of Silence, some 400 miles south of El Paso, Texas. And we've all heard stories of the Bermuda Triangle, another kind of zone of silence. A zone of silence is a death trap. There's a similar zone of silence among many Christians when it comes to talking about wealth and money and giving. Many Christians are otherwise very devoted and claim the name Christian humbly and proudly, but are acoustically dead in this area. I have struggled with what to say this morning. Nothing is to be gained by enumerating what ifs or if onlys. I would just be preaching to the choir, as the saying goes. But I can't be in a zone of silence either by, passing on the topic or just ignoring the topic. To me, that would be neither faithful nor helpful. So for today, let's do this. Let's look at Paul's words, and then let's ask ourselves, what is the Spirit saying to us here at Bethany in 2019? So Paul ended his message here with words of our text today. And usually when we read these words, one of the first questions that usually comes up is, where did Jesus say that? Where did he say that? Because we cannot find a specific verse in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And yet Paul says very clearly, remember the words of our Lord Jesus. So the question often comes up, where did Jesus say it? Well, here's my answer for that. You can distill that from verses in Luke chapter 6, where Jesus tells a variety of stories and different circumstances. But you can also say it's certainly in keeping with the whole gospel message and the whole life of Jesus, who came to give himself more than to receive. It's one of those summary statements of the faith, along with the Lord's Prayer, along with the Golden Rule, the Ten Commandments or Jesus' Two Commandments. It's one of those summary statements. Here's the second thing. What is the Spirit saying to us? Well, I believe the Spirit is not saying, never receive, always give. Don't think he's saying that at all. I think the first thing is this. He's saying that there's a more blessed way to live life than to always measure people and circumstances and events and relationships according to what you can get out of it. I think that's what he's saying. He's telling us that something very important is lacking in the life of a person who is always on the receiving end or always looking to receive. And the world will tell you that happiness comes. Let me say that again. The world will tell you that happiness comes when you're on the receiving end, when you win the lottery, when you find money, when you get things. The world will tell you that. But I'm telling you that a unique happiness comes when you're on the giving side. A happiness that comes that you can't always experience on the receiving side. And that is whether you have a little to give or a lot to give. Whether you receive a little or receive a lot. Here's the second thing. I think this verse is saying that in the long run, we receive the most by giving. We receive the most by giving, and that is countercultural to the world today. That is countercultural to American society. Because society says you'll receive the most by keeping it to yourself. You'll receive the most by gaining, and you'll receive the most by giving or by receiving. Now, Paul and Jesus here, they're not advocating poverty. They're not promoting some kind of Spartan existence. They're not saying you have to go out and be a hermit and live on a mountain somewhere, be an ascetic and cut yourself off from all human civilization. Not at all. Quite the contrary. If anyone went out into the world, it was Paul on his missionary journeys. And Jesus, who would go to all and receive all who came to him. The good news is the gospel is the best way. The best way to get is to give. That sounds so foreign to us today. It is contrary to the society and the culture we live into to say that. But Jesus is saying, let your love shine. Let your light shine. Jesus wants us to be happy. He wants us to be blessed. And he's saying there is a more blessed way to live than other ways. And if you really want to receive, then give. Here's the third thing. Another way to glean the truth of this verse is to read it like this, which I think is still faithful to the text. It is more blessed to give of yourself than to receive. Can you hear that? It's more blessed to give of yourself than to receive of yourself. Whether it be financially, whether it be of your time, whether it be of your heart, of your thoughts, of your faith. And this scripture is saying that the giving life is a happy life. And you'll get something in return, deep down joy, personal satisfaction. There are many ways to live the Christian life. And there are many facets to living the Christian life. And here Paul is saying that there is a way that is more blessed and happier than other ways. That it's more blessed to give than to receive. And you can choose that way. Not because you have to, not because you want to, not because of a sense of duty, not to meet a budget, but because giving is a happy experience. Because as we know, when we give, that the blessing goes both ways. The giver and the recipient both receive joy. So, our stewardship strategy to fund our ministry plan for 2020 is this. It's to ask you, the active, the faithful, the giving members, and the friends of Bethany, to please, again, fill out your faith promise card and present it as your personal act of worship next Sunday. If you're not going to be here next Sunday, or you can't do that next Sunday, please do that as soon as you can. If you would like to review our ministry plan, another word for that is budget, but I hate the word budget. Not too many things in life I hate, but I hate that word. Our ministry plan, you can view that online by going to the thing in the bulletin here that shows you that. A card is in your bulletin this morning as well, and that is not meant for our guests today. That card is not meant for our visitors. It's meant for our members and for those who regularly support Bethany. What I'm asking you to do is to give to invest in Bethany's ministries, which are changing people's lives every week, which is offering hope to people every week. And that's what we're about here at Bethany is transforming lives and changing people's lives. And we hope that in that people will hear and see the good news of the gospel and come to have a personal saving relationship with Jesus Christ and fellowship in the church. And I emphasize today, the believers need to experience the more blessed way. That as we give and receive in this life, that it is better to give than to receive. Now, Jesus said it, and Paul said it. I believe it. Do you? Let's take a moment and think about these things. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would take your sacred word and the words that you have given me today, and you would help us, Lord, to receive what is helpful for us and what is needful for us, to take the meat and to leave the bone, that your church, Lord, will be strengthened and being made more vital because of our giving. It's in your name we pray. Amen.